Troisième étoile du match ce soir de Thursday, le Vandal!
Spectacular intro. I mean, we've put together some great ones. Mullen has put together some great ones over the years. But Al's brother, I think you hold the title, man. That is my favorite intro. And that's saying something, dude. We've been doing this a long time.
Yeah. No,
are you passionate about your intro? Do you like your intro? How do you feel about it?
Well, it just keeps adding elements to it, and that's what's so great, right? It kind of just started off with the horn. Remember the siren, the Al's brother siren?
Yep.
I would come in, we would make picks, and then all of a sudden Stone Cold got brought into it, and then now we got the Pierre LeBrun. I think there's one where it's got like something to do with that commercial I did for the Super Bowl. I don't remember, but he stuck one in there at one point. That was another funny little addition. So it just keeps evolving. It's great.
I love it. It's great. And Al's Brothers Power Rankings are brought to you by our friends at Doer, the world's most comfortable pants. Shop online at doer.ca/TO and use the promo code TSN1050 to save 15%. Check it out, doer.ca/TO, and use code TSN1050 to save 15%. So Al's Brother, you've been known for your all-Canadian North Division power rankings. We've been doing this for quite some time, and we're going to step outside the box here a little bit, but still in your comfort zone. You're a man of many hats, and you love sports in general. You love hockey, but you love football, basketball, baseball. You watch it all. Yep. You follow it all. So I think you're the perfect guy to go to here, because we came across this topic earlier today, the idea that maybe Connor McDavid is the most dominant pro athlete in team sports, period. You know, a lot of times I find we've got somewhat of an insecurity up here, and it's almost as if Canadians are like, well, we can't say that because that can't be true, or it's going to make us sound as if we're only into hockey or whatever. But he's that good. He's that dominant.
Yes.
He very well could be. Bunch of names that could be out there. Trout, Mahomes, LeBron. So we're going right to the source. You're going to start from 7 down to 1, and you're going to list the most dominant athletes in team sports today. Does that sound about right or what?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do today, the most dominant athletes. And this is a kind of a difficult list to do because there's so many great athletes out there. And it wasn't so much coming up with the top seven that was hard, but it was actually power ranking them, where it's like, oh, but this guy's so good, but so is this guy. And like, this, he led the league. These are just seven amazing. And honestly, any one of these seven players, you could probably make the argument to be at the top. But this is how I have them laid out, and I'm going to explain why.
I love it. Okay. All right. Sounds good. You ready, Noodles, or what?
I'm ready to rock. I think I'm so fired up for this one.
I want to see where he's got. So I have certain players in my mind, and I'm like, I need to know where he has them listed.
Right.
Who do you have at number seven on the power rankings this week?
I've got LeBron James coming in at number seven. Not as high as you probably thought I would, but like, let's face it, it's not that he's taken a step back, but he's just not the most dominating player in the NBA anymore. And you guys kind of touched on it earlier, kind of stole my thunder a bit. But you know what? I think that LeBron James is still like one of the best players of all time. But at this point, he's not like a lock for MVP every year. He's not the number one player. And I think for that reason, I wasn't ready to kind of put him into like that elite status that some of these other players in other sports are considered the top guy of their craft.
Yeah, I can't argue that. I mean, he's still, before he went down, he may have been the MVP. Like, he was making a compelling case. I think he was arguably the favorite or close to it in Vegas. Last year, he finished second in MVP voting. Gets to the NBA Finals, does what he does. So I always, like, LeBron is a guy that deserves the respect, but I think you actually have him appropriately listed. I mean, I even said off the cuff earlier, is he still in the top seven?
If this was, like, 3, 4, 5 years ago, he's number one.
He's number one.
No doubt. No doubt he's number one. But he's what, 36 now?
Yep.
Something like that? 36, 37. Like, he's getting up there in age, and he's starting to wither a little bit. He's still a top three player. He's like in that Crosby territory where it's like he still is like one of the greatest of all time and still in the conversation for best playing the game right now. But there's some other guys in that conversation.
That's it, man. You drag in these other sports and
you're right. The injury, too, though. The injury, like, if he would have had a season where he is going to be the MVP, I think he's a little higher on the list just because of his legacy, and he's still doing it at that. It's almost the Aaron Rodgers argument, you know, like that, at that age and still doing it. Like, that's why but I think he's appropriately. Like, I think seven's fine.
I think
there's
okay.
Other guys.
Yep. Yeah, I think, I mean, that still says something about a guy who's been in the league this long, and we're talking about North American athletes, and he's still in the top seven. I mean, I don't think that's throwing shade at LeBron.
No.
All right, who do you have at number six?
Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, coming in at number six. Clearly, he's the best quarterback in the NFL. He can make the stupidest throws. Eyes closed, off one foot, hopping, throwing backwards. It doesn't matter. He'll chuck it 60 yards on a rope.
But we got ourselves a problem here.
Yeah,
I'll tell you why. Here's the thing with Patrick Mahomes, and we saw it happen in the Super Bowl. He can't do it by himself. As dominant as he is, he cannot do it by himself. And that's kind of the argument just in football in general. It is the ultimate team sport. So Patrick Mahomes, when he doesn't have an offensive line blocking for him, he can't show off that dominating elite talent. So for that reason, I just couldn't have him up high enough on my rankings because he needs a little bit more help to be the physical dominant player that he is.
I hear you, Al's brother, but you're talking about a guy who he won MVP and went to the championship
game
MVPs.
That year.
No, I understand that, but you're saying like he doesn't have enough around him. It's not like they're a 4-12 team. They've been to the Super Bowl back-to-back years.
I'm not saying it has enough around. Like I said, you could make a any of these guys could be number one, right? But in terms of Patrick Mahomes, when it comes to being the dominant guy, like as an individual, there needs to be a little bit more to prop him up than these other players I have higher up on the list.
Okay. This right. One, I can't wait to see who's ahead.
Yeah.
I could think of two guys for sure, but okay. All right, we're into number five. This is Al's brother's power rankings. We're ranking the top North American team sports athletes. So the best athletes going in team sports today throughout the continent. Al's brother into the top five. Who do you have at number five?
I got Steph Curry coming in at number five. He's the most unguardable player. It is. He's the most unguardable player in the league right now.
He's not ahead of Mahomes.
How isn't he ahead of Mahomes?
He's not ahead of Mahomes in terms of his sport, in terms of dominance. You can't say Mahomes is clear-cut best quarterback going and then bring in Curry, who Jokic is better than him right now.
But if you put Mahomes on a team, like let's say you put him on the Jets, is Mahomes going to do Mahomes-like things? Whereas if you put Curry on the worst team in the NBA...
He was on it last year. They were the worst team in the NBA.
And he was still
terrible.
Unbelievable, hitting every single shot imaginable. And he got hurt, too. That didn't help for it. The reason why they were the worst team. He didn't play half the season. But even though, still, you take Klay Thompson out of the conversation, you take Kevin Durant out of the conversation, Draymond Green isn't anywhere near what he used to be, and he's still putting up disgusting numbers.
He's still a great
numbers.
Player.
Leads the
player.
NBA in points, 31.9, probably going to win the MVP this year between him and Jokic.
Jokic is going to win
Yeah,
it,
Jokic could win it. But he's just so unguardable, and that's, to me, what makes him so dominating in his sport.
Right. Here's the thing about this conversation. You tell me if I'm wrong here, Noodles. Because it sounds like I'm not here to attack these great players.
Well, you are. Superstar. But, no, you're here to attack Al's brother.
To attack the rankings.
Right. This is it. But fine, though. Tell me. Fill me in, please.
Well, that's all I'm saying. Like, Curry, I love Curry as a player. I'm not disputing what he's doing this year. They're in eighth place, Al's brother. Right,
yeah.
Like he's not dragging them to a 58-win season here. Well, I guess it's impossible really so much with a 72-game season, but you know what I'm saying. Like prorated over a full year, this is not as if he is dragging them the way LeBron even drags a bad team even further up the standings. Curry's having a spectacular year. I can't reason with him ahead of Patrick Mahomes.
Well,
I cannot. Here's
my logical, like, he's not going to win the MVP of the league. So how, if you're not going to win the MVP of the league, how are you on this list? You know, if you're the best player
I don't
in
think
your
he's,
sport.
I'll bet you Al's brother doesn't have Jokic in the top four.
No, I don't. I don't have Jokic in the top four.
He's not going to have Jokic in the top four.
That would be my only argument is if you're the best player in your sport, you probably take home the MVP in that sport.
Well, Jokic, I think, will be this year. Furthermore, now Giannis is not having as crazy of a year. He just won back-to-back MVPs, and he's still in his mid-20s. And I'm assuming you don't have Giannis on this list. So, okay, Al's brother.
Okay, listen, it's your list, buddy.
He's a dominating specimen where when he's out there on the floor, he's a threat to score anytime the ball's in his hands. Mm-hmm. That's not the same for a lot of these other guys. And the thing with basketball is different, but at the end of the day, the number one thing you have to try and do is put the ball in the hoop, and there's nobody in the league that does that better than Steph Curry.
Okay, I like it. I don't love it, but I appreciate it. Steph Curry
at five.
We're ranking the best pro athletes today in North American team sports. Into the top four. Who do you have at number four?
I've got Aaron Donald, the defensive tackle for the L.A. Rams. You know, he is the most dominant player in the NFL. I think 2 years ago he was rated the number one player. And as a defensive tackle, that is the most unsexiest, outside of an offensive lineman, probably the most unsexiest position there is in football, yet he demands the respect and is wildly known as, A, the best defensive player in all of football. The four defensive player of the year trophies will tell you that. But also, this guy just wreaks havoc wherever, any game, wherever he's playing. He's the most dominant. He's so disruptive. And the difference between him and Mahomes, and this was kind of why it was so difficult to do these rankings, he doesn't need anybody else around him to be the most dominant player at his position, whereas Mahomes does need a little bit of help.
Okay. Well, you're not wrong in terms of, I mean, I guess if he's got some help on the outside, you might argue that there's only so much an offense can do in terms of trying to game plan against him, but he gets doubled all the time. You saw it in that Rams game, the divisional game at Green Bay, when he was injured. He didn't play enough snaps, and he really wasn't that effective, and the whole team crumbled because of it. I can't argue with this. I mean, Aaron Donald is as dominant of a pro athlete as you're going to see right now. And it's difficult to really analyze because the position is so unique to your point. But he's a monster, man. He's an absolute monster. So you're not going to get an argument out of me on that one, Al's brother.
Well, there is a NFL's version of war. It's called approximate value. I'm not too exactly sure how it's calculated, but he led the entire NFL in this stat. So
he's analytics. He's put himself in the position of being considered maybe the greatest defensive tackle of all time.
Easy.
He probably is there, and he might be the most dominant defensive player of the past 15 years. You know, that's how good he is. So, okay, you got Aaron Donald at four. I like it. We're into the top three here, ranking the best current athletes in North American team sports. Who do you have at number three, Al's brother?
Here's a name that maybe doesn't get as much plug up here in Canada because of the sport, but Jacob DeGrom. Yeah. This guy, what he's doing in Major League Baseball is how silly he's making hitters this season is just disgusting. Leads the MLB with a .68 ERA, a 1.03 FIP, 600 WHIP, 3.2 hits per nine, 14.6 K per nine. He's only allowed 3 runs in 40 innings this season. 3 earned runs through 40 innings. Nate Pearson gave that up in a couple innings the other day.
He's done so good. Cool.
Like,
he's
it's so just good. Hitters can't hit this guy. Yep. He's unhittable, and it's been now 3-4 years in a row that he's been this way. So the consistency is also there.
Yep. No, I was hoping you wouldn't forget him. We had someone write that in before because we were just listing off guys off the top of our head. Someone said, if you don't have DeGrom on here,
what are you
Al's
doing?
Brother has to be banned for life. And he came out of the game over the weekend. He had an MRI. Came back clean, but they placed him on the IL today.
Saw that.
That's not good for the Mets. But
the crazy part is, too, with all those stats, he's 3-2. Like, he doesn't have a ridiculous winning record because the team stinks and
they
can't
never
hit.
Score runs.
No.
When he won the Cy Young a couple of years ago, it was like actually a joke. Like he'd go into the ninth and it'd be 1-0 for the opposition. You're like, this guy's gonna get an L and he's giving up 3 hits.
Wow. Like a 500 record as the best pitcher in baseball. It's just a waste.
That's the hardest thing is, pitcher as opposed to hitter.
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing.
It's like Donald and Mahomes, like a defense, offense.
Exactly.
Yeah. It does not. It makes it complicated. But
I'm just wondering if Trout still gets a sniff on that.
I think we're into the top two, and I have to know. I'd be shocked if we don't know who we're dealing with here with Al's brother's power rankings. It's just a debate about who's going to be number one and who's going to be number two.
So do I go straight to one here then?
That might. I don't know if that's going to throw Megan off up on TV, but if we could pull that off, then I think that's probably what we should do here, Al's brother, because we know it's going to be either Mike Trout or Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
Like, the cat's out of the bag. It's one of those two guys. Let's go right to number one.
Yeah.
All right? Let's go right to number one. Al's brother, you make the announcement. This is your number one pro athlete in team sports today. Who do you have at number one?
The most dominating player in North American team sports today is Mike Trout.
Wow.
Mike Trout. It is Mike Trout. And I know, Connor McDavid, you've been pumping the tires about him all. It's close. It's seriously close, which is only like a testament to how much of an amazing season McDavid had. Wow. Because for the last 5 years, I think Mike Trout's probably number one on this list, and you're not even batting an eye. But I still think Mike Trout, like, he may be the best player of all time when it comes to it.
Do we have that sound drop of the dad who goes, "You are a hater"?
LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
You are a hater.
Yeah, like I feel like we were all just penciling. I was already writing in
McDavid.
Like, I was, like, writing my list, and I'm like, okay, it's just McDavid. And then all of a sudden, hater over here goes.
You are a hater.
There you are, Alex, brother. Just trying to throw us off, playing the contrarian.
Contrarian, I mean, Trout is.
I don't think he's
ridiculous. I don't think he's a hater.
He's outrageously good. I think it's a coin flip, McDavid or Trout. I think you could pick your poison. You can't go wrong. You went with Trout. I'm not going to yell and scream about that. I mean, to your point, Al's brother, when you consider where he's at. Now, this is as of, like, today, tonight, we're going into a game tonight.
Yeah.
But the statistics he's putting up, like wins above replacement, which is a relatively modern stat, but it applies to the sport because the sport has not changed that much over the course of time.
Right.
This guy is passing, like, with every game. He's collecting more WAR. He's passing like DiMaggio, and he's passing like Williams. Like, we're talking the best of the best, and the guy's 29 years old.
Yeah,
right.
Like, you're not wrong. It doesn't feel like a comfortable statement to make, and it feels like you're just, it's too modern, it's too recent, it's too my era's the best. But I wouldn't be shocked if, when all is said and done, in 10 or 15 years, people look at Trout and say he's right there with Ruth. He's right there with, you know, whoever it is. Hank right. Aaron, yeah. Willie Mays.
And he's
like
complete.
The best of the best.
He's complete too, right? Like, he hits with power. He steals bases. Like, he plays well defensively. He's got speed. Like, he's just the most complete player. And
Wow. When
you look at the difference between Trout and McDavid, I think you look at how much McDavid is just lapping the rest of the NHL, right? And that's a big reason why I think Connor gets this, you know, why he's up there as one of the most dominant players. But, like, Mike Trout, in a year where hitting is down lower than it's been in, like, recent memory, hitters are hitting .234 this year. Trout's batting .376, hasn't missed a beat.
Well, like, you're right. Could you imagine if Trout played for the Yankees?
His
you know what I mean?
Would be crazy.
He would be Babe Ruth already.
Right. If he played for a team that had so much shine on them, like, you know, McDavid in Edmonton. I'm from Edmonton. Like, there's a lot of history with the Oilers because of the Cups in the 80s, but, you know, Edmonton's a smaller market compared to Toronto, New York, Boston, original six teams.
Yep.
Like, just like Trout is, you know, he's kind of hidden in California. You want to watch him, you're usually starting at 10 o'clock at night out east here, you know.
Yeah,
later.
Well, that's it, and that's what they're in a similar spot, I guess, in
right.
a way.
Right? Quieter like markets, right?
Yeah, just, and the time zone. Like, I know the people on the West Coast never want to hear this, but it's just the numbers, man. You can't fight the data. A
right.
large portion of the country on both sides of the border live on the East Coast.
Yeah.
So,
right.
you know, like, and a lot of the conversation is driven in this country, in this city, and in New York, south of the border. And Mike
right.
Trout's, you know, first pitch, 10:37 p.m., you're just not going to get it on the, you know,
right.
talk shows in New York and Boston and Philly and Atlanta and Miami, up and down the coast.
Right.
And the same thing applies up here. So,
yep.
you know, it, but I can't argue Trout 1, McDavid 2. Right? I might flip it, but I might tomorrow wake up and flip it back. You know,
right.
like it really is a coin toss, and it's a testament to how great both guys are.
100%. Wow. And I think in terms of McDavid, like, if he continues what he's done this year for another 2-3 years, like, if he comes out next year and puts up a .150 and the rest of the league is only still trying to hit 120 and he's lapped them just like he did this year, like, then you can obviously say, like, okay, it wasn't just because he was playing against Canada, because that's been the argument all year long when it comes to McDavid, right? Is he only putting this up because he's in a weaker division with bad goaltending, the offense is up within this division, and there's a bunch of haters out there trying to say that what he's doing is special, but he wouldn't be doing this if he was in a regular season. I'm not one of those that subscribe to that notion, but if you really want to solidify himself as the most dominant player, if he can do what he's done this year, next season, then I think that he could definitely leapfrog Mike Trout in my rankings.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if, like, has he set the bar so high here, where I feel like next year the pace that people are going to look at is how many points does he need, how many points does he get in 53 games, how many
right.
games does it take to get to 100 points, you know, like
yeah.
he's kind of changed his own barometer in terms of trying to determine how well he's playing.
Yeah.
You know, like, what if next year it takes him 62 games to get to 100 points? That's still a remarkable pace. It'll be faster than anyone else in the league. I guarantee you that.
Right.
But it'll be, well, it's 9 games slower. Well, you know, he's missed
yeah.
missing a
well,
beat.
Well, then people will just say, well, the North Division
North
was
Division.
Weaker. You know what I mean? There's
yeah.
going to
yeah.
be an always an excuse about that. I would just love to see a full season. I talked about it yesterday, and I know we got to go, but Matthews in a full season, what can he get for goals?
Yep.
McDavid, in a full season, you know, health-wise, what can you get for points? This is modern day. Love to see one guy get 60, love to see another guy get 150 points. It'd be cool.
Yep. You know? Absolutely, it would be. And you know what, as someone points out here, Rossi points out before we fly, none of these top three, Trout, McDavid, DeGrom, have any playoff success.
No.
Yeah. And that's not necessarily their fault. It's the, you know, the Angels never get – Mike Trout's played three playoff games. DeGrom never makes the playoffs, and McDavid's made it once. Last year didn't even really count.
This year.
Won a playoff round.
McDavid's won one playoff round, I believe.
One or two. I can't remember.
No, they won one. Then they lost to Anaheim in the second round. They got jobbed by the refs. I remember that clearly.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Anyway, Al's brother, great stuff, buddy.
Thank you.